You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hour 2, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. We got tiers coming up at 11:30.
It's a big tier today.
I'm pretty excited for it.
It's a festive tier. It's a
dangerous tier.
Oh, one of the most dangerous tiers we've ever done.
I'm looking forward to it very much.
Outside of fears.
Fears, yeah. I still think about that.
It's a dangerous one. We are going to tier off all the traps in Home Alone 1 and 2.
Yeah.
From most dangerous to least.
Correct.
Right? That's a pretty good way of saying
most dangerous, to the ones that are really just kind of in the way.
Yeah, you might bleed out.
Sure, it's possible. Yeah, you put like a Band-Aid on it, a quick stitch.
You might. Could be gangrenous.
Yeah,
down the line.
Thank you.
That's true.
So we'll do that at 11:30. It is also a Tommy Tuesday. Tommy Curran, NBC Sports boss. And we'll talk to him at high noon. How concerned should we be about the offense? How concerned should we be about the Patriots after their first loss in 83 days, as the head coach put it? We'll do that again at high noon. Plus the Key for Madness, 12:45. More best ofs. Jones and Keith coming up as well at 11:45. We are going to tier off our best tiers, or at least go through our
discuss
best tiers.
Discuss the best tiers of the year.
Of the year.
Best tiers of the year.
Yeah.
Imagine if we tiered our tiers.
In retrospect, that's what we should have done. There's still time. But we'll do that coming up later on this hour. Real quick, before we get into some Red Sox buzz, and there's buzz plus a trade, Keith.
Ooh.
Another Haas in the stable, as it were.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm very curious to hear from Calvin. Now, Calvin and Methuen.
He has great gambling advice. Yeah.
We have two more games we're on this week, including the Thursday nighter and one of the Saturday games.
Correct.
Based on Calvin's intel, it looks to me, if I'm judging from the subject line here, he may have some NBA advice for us.
So, fair enough.
Calvin, go ahead.
You got pain yesterday, right? Celtics plus 1.5. What happened?
Oh, you were telling us we should... Well, don't tell us after the fact. You're saying we should have bet the Celtics last night?
What do you mean, plus 1.5?
Oh,
we should have bet the Pistons.
When he's home, Pistons. Every good team, when it's home, plus 1.5, they lose. Look, Utah's a bad team. They win.
Well, we thought you were just talking about the NFL. We didn't know you were talking about the NBA, too. So, in hockey...
About NFL, I have something for you. I don't know if you guys realized it. May, on the game against the Giants, and the interview he was taking... He's not a cold guy. And that game, you see it too after the running touchdown, it was like cold. So I don't think he's a cold player. That's something you guys need to figure it out.
Okay, Nick, I know, has a rebuttal for this. You're not
so Drake May is
not a player of the cold.
Bad in the cold because he looked cold against the Giants? He looked cold? Is that what he was saying?
Okay, I didn't realize Calvin's analysis spread to every sport. So now anytime you have a team That is plus one at home in hockey or baseball. We're going to apply it to that.
I'm not touching that.
All right, well, last night he's taking credit for it.
But
so
I think
Drake May in the cold weather. I'm not concerned about Drake May in the cold weather. And, Nick, you made a good point. You're like, he's played in cold weather games.
The Giants game, he completed 80% of his passes for almost 300 yards, and it was colder than it was on Sunday.
Okay, so I wouldn't say it is cold weather. The snow, though, okay. Like, if you want to start monitoring that, am I concerned about it today? Like, no, I'm concerned about a lot of other stuff before that. But if you want to throw the snow on top of it, if you have a game in January in Foxborough and there's snow, if you want to add that to the list, go ahead and add
but
that
also,
to the list.
Also, it snowed harder in the first half against the Bills. He completed like 90% of his passes in the first half.
I don't agree with that. You think because, it snowed harder in the first half?
Yeah, Ian Eagle and J.J. Watson, it's like it's not snowing as hard as it was before.
Well, I thought it picked up as the game went on.
I mean, no, maybe I thought it cleared did, up. But I remember them saying it.
I thought it looked more clear. The Jets game was cold too, wasn't it?
I'm saying cold. I have no concerns about. If you want to say precipitation, snow, stuff like that, he was he was inaccurate in the rain in Tampa early in that game.
All right,
which was another one of his at least on passer rating and completion percentage. It was a lower game for him. If you want to throw that on the list, go ahead. But I think there are bigger concerns as it relates to the Patriots. A lot of concerns for the Red Sox as well. Do you want the latest buzz, or do you want to start with this trade from last night?
Buzz. Give me the buzz. I know the trade. We can get into that in a minute. What is the buzz?
Okay, latest buzz from our guy Bradfo. He says, it feels like the interest in Jarren Duran is heating up.
Okay.
In terms of, does he say interest again? It feels like interest in Jarren Duran is heating up in terms of interest.
People don't like multiple some of his teams, phrasing. Yeah.
Which is why the Red Sox are digging in. What does that mean?
It means now there's interest in Duran, so now they're going to be asking for even more.
So they're digging in on trading him?
Yeah, but like for a lot.
Okay, good.
I think they're holding out for a lot.
So the story yesterday, this came up, I believe, in Grab Bag. Rosenthal had this. He said the Royals would like to acquire Duran from the Red Sox if the asking price, which has been Cole Reagan's, drops. So I think if the Red Sox are trying to trade Duran for Reagan's,
get the Pasquatch while you're there.
Fine. Yeah. That was a good idea by you, Keith.
Thank you.
So if they're asking for that for Duran, they might be asking too much, and this goes back to a story, I think, from Jeff Passan earlier in the offseason. They're treating him like he's a 7-WAR player as opposed to the 4-WAR player that he was.
Yeah.
But that could be other GMs just bitching to Passan, like they want a bunch for Jarren Duran.
Sure.
And these teams are trying to knock the asking price down. If they can hold out and get Reagans for Duran, tremendous trade. I'm not holding my breath on that, but it sounds like we're getting closer and closer to Duran getting dealt.
Which seems pretty inevitable, and I'm good with it. I'm fine. I know 2 years ago he was awesome, but you know the year before that, not as great. This past year, not as great. You know, he wasn't even a leadoff hitter anymore. It felt like he was a great leadoff hitter. It seemed like he was a dynamic leadoff hitter, and he wasn't.
Against lefties, he was hitting like 7, 8, 9.
And regardless of what the defensive metrics tell you, he's not great in the field, and he's definitely the weak link when you have Abreu and Rafaela out there. So I'm good. Moving on. I mean, he's going to fight a fan at any point, too. Like, that's inevitable. So, like, I'm good if you want to move on from Duran. But I think what would be demoralizing is if you can't get a deal done for like a Cole Reagans, and then you end up saying, ooh, they got some good prospects. Because you haven't added to your team in a great way. I know you got Sonny Gray and Oviedo, but like you haven't really overly improved the team. You sort of like swapped out a few pieces. And if you now trade Duran for minor leaguers, and this hasn't happened yet, so I'm not freaking out. I'm just saying, like, if they do that though, it'd be devastating. Because now you're like, they're just worse.
No, I want them to trade Duran.
Yeah,
and saw the light on that in the Yankee series. I was waiting for him. I'm like, I think he's going to change a postseason game with his speed, and he didn't.
No,
so I'm ready to move on from him. But they shouldn't trade him for prospects. You want to help the big league roster. I don't care about prospects.
That's why I wonder if it ends up being a big. This is real wishful thinking, but if they're kind of going back and forth on Duran for Reagans, maybe it turns into a bigger deal where you do include prospects, but you also include Duran or Casas, or like you find
Duran, Casas. I'd put in early. You'd put in Toley.
I also wonder,
like throw one of those guys in for Reagans and Pasquale.
Yeah,
now we're cooking.
Like, or even if you just want to talk about Reagans for a second, like, are the Royals not trading Cole Reagans for Duran, or are they just not trading Cole Reagans? Like, that's a different
good point.
Those are two different things.
Good point.
So if they're willing to move him, maybe there's a way to make it work.
Text line says Reagans has been on the decline the last 2 years. Well, he was a Cy Young, not finalist. I think he finished fourth in the Cy Young in 2024, and then last year he was hurt.
Yeah, all right.
So I guess that is technically a decline. He was not pitching well before he got hurt last year.
Maybe also why you might be able to get him.
But I don't know if you noticed, Duran's also been on the decline, so that feels like a pretty fair swap.
He's been on a sharp decline.
I'll
still take it. Last year, his ERA wasn't very good. It was 4.67 in 13 starts.
He'll punch you out.
98 Ks in 61 innings.
Hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Doctor.
Tim Healy, by the way, reported yesterday, according to executives from multiple clubs, the Red Sox, multiple clubs that have been in the market for outfielders and have talked trade possibilities with the Red Sox. Breslow's message has been consistent. He has Anthony. He has Rafaela. He has Abreu and Duran on the roster, and he's comfortable keeping them all into next season unless a team convinces him not to.
That's something you can say, but I don't think Cora would be loving that. That'd be a lot to jostle because all four of those guys expect to play 150
games.
What would
Cora rather have? Some prospects in AAA, to your point, or Duran on the roster? I do think he'd rather have Duran.
I think he would too. But what do you do? Is Roman Anthony a DH? That's a tough thing to figure out.
Somebody's got a DH. Who's your DH as of right now?
Massa.
Mr. 4-3 Yoshida?
Yeah, he slaps the ball around a little bit. He'll ground out to second, but he'll also slap it the other way. He's going to rake at the World Baseball Classic, and that's going to...
Oh, I expect
that. He's going to be hotter than a pistol.
Yeah.
So you're going to want to put him there,
One other item before we get to last night's trade, which I don't think is going to impact the big league club
it
might impact Breslow's future.
Okay.
This is from Jen McCaffrey. Connelly Early and Peyton Tolley are generating the most trade conversation amongst the Red Sox deep system. See, I wouldn't even consider those guys part of the system, but I get the point. The Red Sox seem more inclined to trade one of them for a veteran front-end starter.
Front-end?
This is McCaffrey.
Is Cole Reagan's front-end?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would
agree.
Freddie Peralta.
Is Tarek Skubal?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Skubal, Peralta, Reagans, Joe Ryan, if he's even available, it sounds like he's not. Those to me would be front end guys.
But this is also frustrating, and not to belabor the point that they don't spend like they used to, even though they should spend like they used to. You're the Red Sox, for example. You should just sign Dylan Cease rather than trade Peyton Tolley away for a guy that you're also still going to have to pay at some point.
Yeah.
So that's frustrating.
I agree with that.
Starting pitching market wasn't great this year. There's only a couple of names that I really liked, but now you're in the thing where you're like, hey, we did a good job at drafting and developing these young pitchers, but before they can even turn anything, we have to trade them away because we aren't spending big money anymore.
Yeah. No, I think that's frustrating for sure. And do I prefer, on his own, do I actually prefer, why am I blanking
on that? Connelly Early?
No,
Reagans?
No. Who's the guy who just signed in Toronto? You just said it.
Oh, Dylan Cease.
Thank you. Do I actually prefer Cease to Reagans or Freddie Peralta? Maybe not.
Yeah.
But
he's the best available.
Yeah, but what's the acquisition cost? I think that's a fair point by you. Meanwhile, the trade that went down last night, Keith.
Yeah, this was a big one.
I was, minding my own business. I think it was the beginning of the Celtics
game. I saw it during the Celtics game.
So I was going to say, maybe just before.
Yeah.
I got a text that said, "You see what our guy Craig did?" I was like, oh, no. What'd he do? Jeff Passan, pitching prospect trade.
Yeah, let's go.
Red Sox are acquiring left-hander and, might I add, Haas.
Yeah.
Jake Bennett from the Washington Nationals for right-hander Luis Perales. Sources tell ESPN it's a one-for-one deal. Bennett is a big left-hander. Oh, is he?
Yeah, talk about it.
Who's been a starter since joining Washington as a second-round pick in 2022. Elite extension guy.
Elite extension.
Who potentially could be a part of the Red Sox bullpen mix this year.
Wait, what?
Perales has a huge arm up to 101 and is just coming off Tommy John.
So here's the one thing. Do you know where Perales ranked in the Red Sox system?
Yeah, I think he's 5 or 6.
Fourth.
Okay. What are you looking at for a metric? I thought
Sox prospects. Okay. I trust those guys.
Got it.
And that,
I think Baseball America, he was 5. If
all right. So he's fourth on the Sox prospects list, and that includes Peyton Tolley at 1 and Connelly Early 3.
Yeah,
so if you don't think those guys are minor leaguers, he's the second best minor leaguer. He's 22 years old. They just traded him for 25-year-old Jake Bennett, who is a Hoss. So I love that about him.
Yeah, I don't love that he's 25. Perales isn't exactly young. You just said it. He's 23. But to me, what this is all about is...
He was an A-ball last year.
Who?
Oh, he went up to Double-A.
Bennett made it to Double-A. Perales, I think at the tail end of the year, got into Double-A as well.
He's 3 years younger.
Is he? He's 23, I think.
Perales is 22. Oh, well, this thing said 22. Bennett's 25.
Okay.
So either way, he's younger. They're pitching at the same level.
Here's what this trade is about, from my understanding.
Less strikeouts than innings.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Here's what the trade is about, from my understanding. Okay. And I like Luis Perales as a prospect. You know, when they traded away the kid that I want to say is from Gonzaga, Brandon Clark.
And he's 22.
They had other pitchers zoom past him. And Perales is one of the names that we brought up. And you had read about him throwing 100 miles an hour. But I do think this is about, what they believe in as a pitcher. Perales is he's 6'1", 160.
Oh, little guy.
That's not a Haas 6-1, of the week.
6'1", 160.
That is what thin. I mean, that's what I see here on Baseball Reference. Wow. I don't know if you see something else on Sox Prospects.
No, they just have like all his stats and everything 6-1, else. Oh, yeah, that's what it says, yeah.
6'1", 160. Yep. He turns 23 in April. Jake
good
Bennett,
heater, though.
Jake Bennett, great heater.
Real good heater.
He's already blown out his arm, as has Bennett. Bennett's already had his Tommy John
surgery.
That's
what happens with the heater.
Okay, so Bennett is another elite extension guy. I keep reading about this. Oviedo. Peyton Tolley's one of these guys. So the whole, like, Craig Breslow belief system in their pitching and what these guys are, he has a type, Keith. It's a Haas.
Yeah.
And I can get on board with that.
Sure.
But this trade better work, and it's kind of an under-the-radar trade that may not help either big league club this year. But the team he traded with is the Nationals. Their new GM is Paul Toboni, who was here. Mm-hmm. So he obviously knows Perales, as does Breslow. And they felt like they have an opportunity to get this extension guy. The second Toboni gets there, he's like, I don't want this guy. I want the guy from the system I just came for. So this is going to be an interesting one to follow, and I don't think it's hyperbole to say this kind of belief from Breslow. He's putting all his chips in on the Haases, the extension guys, the big guys, most of them left-handed. He's putting his chips on that type of player, and let's see. I mean, if this hits, great. Then his whole vision for a pitching staff and the depth will pay off. If Perales goes there and is a stud,
yeah,
and
like
he fell in love with the extension and the frame and not the actual stuff, that's going to be a problem.
Do you think this opens up the door to trading Tolley and Early a little bit more?
Maybe.
Those guys are obviously closer in fact, in the major league level, but now you're like, hey, we got a lefty on his way up through the system.
And I would say I would draw the line directly to Tolley. This guy sounds more frame-wise style-wise like Tolley.
Yeah. So, I don't know. And I think I like Peyton Tolley. We wore the mustaches last year for him. Big fan of Tolley. If you can get a great return for him, then so be it.
Oh, I'd trade him, too.
I would do that.
I would prefer to trade Early, but I'd trade either one of them for a great return. Yeah. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, but this one's a little strange. Like, I don't know about bringing in a 25-year-old guy that just made it to AA.
Well, and again, it's a prospect for prospect, one for one.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, obviously, this is about, like, what Breslow believes in.
I'm curious
where he doesn't believe in the 6'1", 160. He believes in the 6'6", 240.
Yeah.
And that's just what and let's see who's right. Is he right about stuff? Is he right about frame? Is he right about extension? Is he right about this prospect? Mm-hmm. Does Paul Toboni know more about it than he does? Like, he's trading with a guy who used to be here. That could blow up right in his face. It's their prospect. And so I actually think on some level it's a fascinating trade, despite it maybe not impacting the big league club at all this year.
I don't think either were a baseball prospect top 100, like in all of MLB, at least according to one of the metrics. They all are a little slightly different. But I'm curious. I think in their system – oh, they already have it switched, actually. I was looking at MLB.com. They threw Perales as the fifth best in the national system. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious where they have
Bennett on MLB Pipeline was 11. I think on Baseball America he was 6 in the national system. I don't know where he is.
So now that they put him, so they already updated the Red Sox system on at least MLB.com, and they have him 7th.
Okay,
Jake Bennett, and the oldest guy on this entire list.
And I think Perales was higher than that on the Red Sox list.
Correct.
So again, this is a trade that I think most people thought you were giving up the better prospect. And it's really about your belief and what you think it's going to be. So that, to me, is, potentially horrifying for Breslow. He better be right on this one because he's sticking his neck out.
Oh, they got another Haas. You see this? Marcus Phillips. He was in rookie ball.
That was one of the guys they drafted last year, right?
Yeah. He is 6'4", 246.
Haases. I like that.
They got themselves an O-line staff.
They have a type. And let's see if he's right.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. It says we're getting text. Perales is 22, not 23. He'll be 23 in April. So he's going to pitch this year at age 23.
Yeah, No, that's right.
But he's a lot younger than Bennett.
Yep.
He's more recently coming off Tommy John surgery than Bennett was. But they both had Tommy John and they're both back.
Yeah.
So honestly, what do you believe in? This is what Breslow believes in. Mm. And again, he better be right. Because if he's not, he might pay for it with his job. 617-779-7937. We'll continue with your feedback here coming up. Kiefer Madness later on. Best of Jones and Keefe. Tommy Tuesday with Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston at high noon. And coming up next, we're very excited on a Tier Tuesday to discuss the Home Alone traps. Home Alone 1 and 2. Kevin McAllister laid them out for the Wet Bandits. The Sticky Bandits.
Sure did. He got them pretty good.
Well, you know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Tear those off.
Tier Tuesday, Jones and Keith, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies. At Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We'll talk to Tommy Curran on a Tommy Tuesday at high noon. Meantime, Keith, we are tearing off the traps from Home Alone 1 and 2.
Yes, very popular movies this time of year. Getting a lot of plays in my house currently right now with the kids. They're getting into Home Alone, which is exciting.
They're on Freeform every night. Home Alone 1 and 2 are on Freeform legit every night.
We pop them on Disney Plus. We just sit back and relax.
You drink them in.
Commercial free, bro.
I'll just pop right in like halfway through the movie, have that on.
It's great.
Mixing some commercials.
So a lot of traps. I don't know if we're going to get to every single one of them, but we're going to try to break them down tier style. And so we're going to go from like the most painful/dangerous to the least. So top tier, did the man die?
He did.
Okay.
Or at least should have. I don't know if he did in the film. They kind of made it through, but that's the top tier. Second tier down, amber lamps.
Bring amber lamps.
Where are the amber lamps? Somebody call the amber lamps, so that's two.
Yeah.
The third tier down, he needs some milk.
Oh, he needs some milk.
So basically, the top tier will kill you. The second tier, you need to go to a hospital. The third tier, you just need to take maybe a break and have a glass of milk, and you should be fine.
Okay.
The fourth tier, frisky. Can't have a tier without a frisky tier.
That makes sense, yeah.
And then the last tier, simply a flesh wound.
Just a flesh wound.
All right.
Yeah, it's a little minor inconvenience.
Yeah.
A minor inconvenience.
It's something. It ain't going to kill you, but it's something.
All right, Bill, throw some traps at us, and we'll tear them up.
All right, the hot iron to the face.
Did the man die?
No.
He did.
Oh, I mean, close.
An iron to the face, Jones?
A hot iron to the face? Now, Marv is able
hot,
to...
Where did that one fall from?
That one fell from pretty high.
That fell from pretty high.
Way up there. At minimum, Amber Lamps.
I was going to argue Amber Lamps, but okay. You may have swayed me to Did the Man Die? He might.
It might not even matter that it was like hot. Piping hot, yeah. But like factor that in as well. Yeah. I think we're starting on the top tier.
Marv's face didn't look great after that.
Marv got planted.
All right, let's do it.
Icy Steps.
So the Icy Steps is just a flesh wound.
He needs some milk.
A flesh wound?
Yeah, Icy Steps. You fall on the steps. Well,
which ones are you talking
about? We've all fallen in the wintertime.
Okay, have you fallen down the back steps like Marv did? The front ones.
I don't have back steps, I don't think like that.
The front ones, Harry's doing like a somersault.
Yeah.
That's a little exaggerated.
So I think if you slip on ice, like we all fall on ice.
Okay, but do you fall on ice down like 12 steps like Marv into
I
a back door?
That many steps.
Oh, the back one?
I have the front steps here.
I just said the front ones are not that bad, but okay. The back ones?
Let's put the front. I'm talking about the front ones, though. I'm looking at it right here. Just a flesh wound, you want to say it's frisky, because I guess it also depends on how you fall. Uh-huh. You could fall on your elbow. You could fall on your head.
I'm kind of with Nick. I was going to say
you want
milk. Yeah.
All right, fine. I won't fight you on that.
You need milk for those bones or else you're cracking a knee or something.
You do. Calcium's important.
Yeah. All right.
Nail through the foot.
This might be the hardest.
Just a flesh wound.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'm with Nick
on
this
too. Step all the way through it.
Yeah.
You've never stepped on a nail before?
You might step all the way through it.
Yeah.
You ever stepped on a nail before, though? It hurts, but it's fine.
I don't think barefoot like that
I've ever stepped on a nail.
Yeah, that is like...
Maybe I've stepped on one with my shoe on and it's like gone
that's
through.
That's hard to a stair and I went right in the middle of my
foot. I think hitting your spine on the floor falling from the reaction of stepping on the nail is worse than stepping on the nail.
Yeah.
Dude, I think the nail's brutal.
But you were just about to say this. One of the worst ones to watch is that.
That's
gruesome to watch. But how bad is it actually? Flesh wound.
Flesh wound?
It's quite literally a flesh wound.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What do you think? It's going
to
kill
you? Not to take it to this degree. It's like you're getting crucified. Yeah. Like, that's what this is like. So you think, like, a stake through the hand?
Okay. That's not what killed him. Those were flesh wounds.
I mean, it didn't.
Yeah.
Man, you guys are nuts.
All right.
Burning hot doorknob.
Ooh. This is why you always test a doorknob with the back of your hand.
Mm, smart.
Because we learned this in first grade, because if you turn around, you will grab onto the doorknob and then burn your hand. Something wicked.
And you get the M from McAllister scarred into your hand.
Yeah,
frisky?
It's still there.
Oh. You think it's frisky? Because now your hand's like shot for the day.
You don't think you need an Amber Lamps for that?
Oh, wow. You're going that high
up? I mean,
you can drive yourself to the hospital. You don't need an ambulance.
Yeah, are you going to pay for the ride?
No.
Good point. You might want to save that for higher.
How about milk?
Milk?
Yeah.
He needs some milk.
Put milk on it.
Dunk your hand in it.
Yeah, milk.
I like that,
Kerosene-soaked rope.
All right, so that's from Home Alone 2.
Yep.
And so that also involves, like, the heights of it.
Did the man die? He did.
You're high up.
Yeah,
and
what
then
are
you
they,
fall
like,
down.
Are they,
so, like,
do you have it? Are they two, three stories? They are pretty high up.
Three stories up.
In the city.
In the city, and like it's just, I think it's more spectacle to see the rope get caught on fire.
Yeah.
That's really the least of your concerns. I think it's the fall that will kill you.
Well, that's what Billy said about the nail in the stairs. You're the fall.
Yeah, there's
is what's
also that. That's true. I think top tier.
Oh, you think we're dying?
Three stories?
Yeah.
And the carrot and your hands hot. So you already have the doorknob hot hands from we already said his milk.
Okay.
So you think Amber Lamps or he died?
I was thinking Amber Lamps, but you're right. From three steps up onto concrete.
Yeah.
Or three stories up rather onto concrete, you're probably dying.
Yeah.
Tripwire.
That's really just an inconvenience. Like you get knocked down, you get back up. I think that's from Home Alone 1 where he puts it across the door and it just kind of like it just slows you down and it also allows Kevin to set up other traps.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a flesh wound. Yeah, on its own.
It took him out enough to get the tarantula. I don't know if we're getting the tarantula
or not.
We'll
get there, I think.
Okay, but it took him out enough for that.
Yep.
More of an
annoyance.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it even a flesh wound?
Well, I think we'll put it there.
Okay.
But I feel like that's why the nail on the foot should be higher, because the nail on the foot is way worse than just tripping.
Mm.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll leave it there for now. We can always go back.
Tool chest pushed down the stairs.
Did the man die?
No, you're not dying from this.
Because you might
do you know
not
how heavy a tool chest is?
Yeah, but you might not take it full go.
Okay,
because like, you see it coming down.
They should have gotten out of the way of this.
Yeah, you should have gotten out of the way.
What's that noise? Yeah. What am I hearing?
I think this one's kind of frisky.
Of a tool chest coming down the stairs.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Jones is a good Marv.
Thank you. That was good.
He does a really convincing
and
Marv.
But then they get blown across the room. And
it's too much.
So like, I think
it's frisky.
Frisky. I'm 100% with you. That was not that bad.
No, it's not.
Thank you.
Stepping on small toys.
All right, so this is not
the
micro machines. These are micro machines at the bottom of the
stairs.
Not the ornaments. That's separate. Ornaments and light bulbs are separate. This is more like... Yeah, micro machines. I felt like maybe Legos.
As long as it's not a Lego. Then you would die.
When I watched this as like a six-year-old or whatever, I did think this was like the most brilliant idea.
It was very funny.
I was like, get your micro machines out. Funny. This is so smart.
Do you want to go frisky or flesh wound?
No, I think it's a flesh wound.
Okay, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Hit with the shovel.
Ooh. So old man shovel from next door comes over, just blasts you on good with the shovel.
Bring him there.
This is like old ECW wrestling. Here comes the guy with the shovel.
Amber lamps?
Well, it really depends on who's swinging it. So if it's the old dude.
Oh, this is a great point.
If it's the old dude, you might just need some milk.
No, but he murdered people.
He killed people, Keith.
No, he didn't.
Allegedly.
That was
in South Bend.
Proven not to be the case.
Well, it wasn't.
Check
proven,
his barrel.
It wasn't proven at all. What do you mean it was proven?
Check his salt bucket. See what's
it wasn't
in there.
Proven
he's
at
a
all.
Nice guy. He's a church going guy. The nice guy.
That's
and how
he's
fooling
with his
you. Kid. Now he's friends with his
yeah,
kid again.
Like people said about Whitey Bulger at the
so
end.
So you
want to
go Amber
no.
lamps?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
That's.
Well, honestly, I'm really mostly taking issue with you thinking he didn't actually kill people.
I don't think he did. I think the biggest flaw so far in this whole thing is you would rather step on a nail than get hit with a shovel.
Stepping on a nail is not that bad.
Hitting?
Wait,
what?
No, I'd rather get...
You
yeah,
would rather
step on a nail than get drilled with a shovel? Yes.
Man, you guys are nuts. Yeah, I can't wait for the step on a nail challenge that we do tomorrow. We're going to bring one in.
Right, you guys
I can't wait for the get hit in the face with a shovel
bring
challenge.
Bring it on!
Yeah. Okay, great.
Blowtorch to the head.
All right, this is...
Did the man die? He did.
I don't. Would it actually?
He kind of holds it for a minute
would
too.
It
he doesn't
actually
get out of the way.
I don't know.
Nah.
Which
one?
Would.
All right. Which one's worse? The one in the first one, or the one where he dunks his head in the toilet with kerosene in it? Yeah.
Explosion too. I think you both died for both of them.
The first one's just so comical because it's like he sticks his head through the door and then he does like and it just burns through his hat and his hair. And then when Marv sees him again, he's like, "Harry, what happened?" I think that is. Yeah, I guess maybe it wouldn't kill
See,
you, but
if,
like
I,
it's taking your, it's
okay.
burning my sweet haircut.
I do not want it. Yeah, you just figured this out.
That's just bad
like,
news
you
for me.
Just figured out your look now, torching off all your hair.
Want to go Amber lamps?
Well, how technical do we want to be about this? If we want to be like, where does it actually send you Amber lamps? But what? But I have this top tier of what I don't want happening to me.
No, I think we're basing them off of like danger to you.
Okay,
so yeah, probably Amber lamps.
Amber lamps.
Okay, all
right. Stepping on Christmas light bulbs.
All right.
Just a flesh wound.
Very avoidable.
It like is avoidable.
All Marv had to do was look down.
Yeah, but he was breaking into a house. He's looking up because I think there's smart. You might get shot with a BB gun again or whatever.
I've never broken into a house, Bragg. But
wow.
But
must be pretty nice.
Though. I do think maybe it's because I've seen the film. Marv didn't have that benefit, but I would look down crawling
so
in through a window.
So flesh wound or frisky?
Oh, flesh wound.
Okay.
Frisky?
Yeah, but if you step on a light bulb and
Keith,
it bursts.
My feet. You know,
apparently,
my tootsies.
I'm worried about my tootsies. That's what it comes down to.
His biggest fear is anything happening to his feet.
I mean, Marv's feet just get destroyed in these movies.
They do.
Yeah. He's fine.
Yeah.
He's walking around.
Yeah, they're fine after all of these.
He's like Michael Myers.
Yeah.
You can't kill Marv.
All right. I say flesh wound. What do you say?
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Staple gun.
So he gets right in the nose, right?
Yeah,
he gets the nose staple.
I get the staple gun and the BB gun a little confused.
This is also from like ECW wrestling. I think it's frisky because it also depends on like where you get stapled.
Frisky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he gets stapled in a pretty rough spot in one of them.
He gets multiple staples, and none of them are good.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Very frisky. Actually, this is the most frisky.
Yeah, actually, perfect tier.
Yeah.
Rack of paint cans falls on you.
Yeah, so the paint cans are a common weapon in this, and there's the one where he's in the basement, and there's just all kinds of paint cans in, like, a wooden shelf, and he's on the ground, and then it just tips down
right before
him.
He electrocutes himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we'll get
so
to that.
Yeah, right. Yep. But, okay, the paint cans falling on you, not great. Milk?
Yeah.
Milk.
Yeah. He needs some milk.
He
a lot of paint cans.
Some milk.
Yeah, you're going to need at least that.
Yeah.
BB gun to the face.
Ooh.
Bring ambulance.
You think so?
I don't know about that.
Face, maybe.
Yeah. Well, that's where he gets shot. He sticks his head through the doggy door, and there's Kevin sitting there. He's
real,
like, hey, bud.
Hello.
Real rough. Yeah, not good.
Rough way, because you know it's coming.
Yeah, I would say that's more of a he needs some milk, though.
Yeah.
It's a BB gun. It's
he needs some milk.
Yeah, let's stick that there. Yeah.
Swinging paint buckets.
Oh, that one will kill you.
You think so?
Did the man die?
The swinging paint cans. You're on a flight of stairs.
You are on the
and
stairs,
and you go flying backwards.
Yeah, onto the micro machines.
True.
Onto
they
the
come back
to
get you.
Picking micro machines out of your rear end. Like
that's
no, they
kill
you.
Once was a flesh wound is now the finishing blow.
Yeah, that's a death. Right. That's a death for
fair.
Sure.
Electrocuted.
So this
did
is
the man
next
die?
Yeah, you're dead.
He did.
He turned into a skeleton.
My favorite scene in any of the movies.
He turned into a skeleton.
Yeah, this would be, if we were going to rank within the tier,
this is the top one.
Number one with the bullet.
Yeah, no, you're dead. Yeah.
Glued and feathered.
Yeah, so that's what Harry is sort of like.
Just a flesh wound.
I'd say frisky.
He's
covered in feathers.
I mean, it's just one step away from a furry.
Real bruised ego.
Shime just ran down the hall. He's like, what's that?
He's covered in feathers? Is he like a giant bird of some sort?
What's his backstory?
Yeah.
I'd say it's frisky.
Yeah, frisky. Yeah, that frisky is definitely frisky. Yep. You're not getting a flesh wound from it. It's frisky. No.
Fall from a zip line.
So this is not as high
no, that's
as...
second story.
Oh, he needs some milk.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a he needs some milk. That's when they were trying to get over to the treehouse, and then Kevin has the shears.
Plus you're falling into grass.
Yeah.
As opposed to like a city sidewalk.
Yeah, that's like, that'll knock the wind
snowy
out of
grass.
You.
Yeah. Say it again.
Snowy grass.
Snowy grass.
Yeah, really
thank
not
you,
that bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Flesh wound.
Yeah, you're pretty
I'm sorry. Milk, rather. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bricks.
Oh, that'll kill you.
Did the man die?
Bricks.
He did.
Yeah.
That was from like five stories.
One brick. But like maybe somehow miraculously you survive. What do you get? Three or four?
He had a lot of bricks to the face. And that was brutal.
Yeah.
That's brick as bad as anything. Yeah, that's true.
Harry.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's good.
Okay.
Last one, bag of cement.
So this is the one
Did the man die? He did.
Yeah, Marv's got to learn because he's just like, oh, this is so lucky there's a random rope just hanging here.
Yeah,
and
then it
tugs on a couple of times.
I think it might be more ambulance, though.
Oh.
It's a 100 bag of cement?
I think it's 100. I think it's 100 is the label, okay. If I'm not mistaken. I think it's 100.
All right.
On your neck.
Yeah, but it's not like mixed cement and dried cement.
Oh, did you're the saying, man die?
Okay, all right.
He did.
You're right, making an argument. You're saying he died.
You're making
right,
an argument. No, keeps making an argument for just paralyzed. I see what you're saying.
He's Amberlamps.
Yeah, you're
it's Amberlamps. Not a good way of life after
Amberlamps.
This. You want to go Amberlamps?
Let's go Amberlamps.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Where these are tiers. It's top of the tier.
So there's pictures here. So I actually don't see the spider anywhere on here.
No, tarantula.
Which I would put super low on the list.
Flesh wound.
No, that. But it's not even that. It's the fact that he gets hit with a crowbar.
He does get crowbarred. Yeah, maybe there is a photo of that somewhere.
They crowbar each other.
They do. They have a hard time.
Yeah.
A lot of these pictures on this thing are just the two of these guys laying down on the ground. So I forget like which thing got them. But all right. So right now in the did the man die? He did tear.
Yes.
We have the hot iron to the face from very high up.
Yeah, that's bad.
We have the kerosene rope cut three stories high.
Mm-hmm.
We have the swinging paint cans.
Yeah, that's rough.
We have electrocution and bricks.
Yeah, those are all bad.
Yeah. The amber lamps. Apparently, you guys really don't want to get hit by a shovel.
Yeah,
really, you want to get hit by a shovel?
Yeah, I mean, compared to these other things.
What else is on there?
Blowtorch to the head and 100-pound bag of cement.
Yeah, it's probably bottom of the tier,
okay,
but
thanks.
It's on that tier. Yeah, thanks. What's next?
He needs some milk, slipping on ice, grabbing a hot doorknob, paint cans on the shelf falling down on you, BB gun to the face, and getting cut down from the zip line.
Okay.
Frisky, the big chest of tools down the stairs.
Text line is saying that would kill us instantly. No chance.
I think so.
I don't think you would.
They were cartoonishly flattened against the wall.
I would get out of the way.
You would
just squash
their
nose.
You'd get hit like the hip or something. Yeah. I think you'd be okay.
Yeah, you'd be fine.
Staple gun and the glue and feathers. And then just a flesh wound.
That's very frisky, the glue and feathers, yeah.
The most frisky. Yeah. Just a flesh wound, according to you maniacs, is stepping on a nail.
It's literally a flesh wound.
Tripwire, micro machines, and
ornaments.
Christmas ornaments.
Okay, nice. Should we take Kevin in the car? I think we should.
Yeah, obviously.
Why would we not? Yeah, Kevin, please. Hello?
Kevin, what do you have?
Hey, guys. Speaking from experience, the BB gun to the face is a flesh wound. I got shot in the face with one 25 years ago, and my dentist has a great x-ray of it.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, so we should flesh you're saying wound. We should knock that
I mean,
down.
If it got in the eye, then the ambulance.
Say it again?
Oh.
If it got you in the eye ambulance?
Got it. Then it would be an ambulance.
Okay.
Well, then maybe we have it in the right tier. We have it, and he needs some milk. So maybe
can
it's
send an x-ray in, keef@weei.com?
You could.
Oh, yeah, you could, sir.
Or do we make it frisky? Or do you want to leave it at he needs some milk? I have no problem with that.
I think we leave it where it is. I mean, these are our tiers. It sounds like he would have it on a lower tier. These are our tiers. They're already set, sir. But good feedback. So thank you very much. It's Tier Tuesday, brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. All the traps in Home Alone 1 and 2. I didn't make it to 3.
Keep
there might have been some good ones.
To see tiny pictures is incredible.
These
He's
pictures
like 3
are,
inches from the monitor.
These pictures are so small.
You know what, though? I'm kind of done making fun of Keith's eyesight after I failed the Bob Ryan eye test. I'm kind of done
true.
Picking
he's,
on Keith's eyes because apparently mine is pretty poor, too.
Another one.
No, it's him ducking under the microphone to get closer to the monitor is what did it.
I even got it zoomed in. These are really small photos, but we'll tweet this out at Jones and Keith or at Keith21. On Twitter and Instagram, and you can see these bad boys. They also have the picture of the lady. Remember that just smacks Marv when he looks
a bad
at her?
One, though, yeah. And, I bet out in the cold, I bet that stings.
Yeah,
I bet that stings real hard.
All right, very good.
Did the man die? He did.
Okay, those are the tiers. Check them out at Jones and Keefe. I think they're perfect, per usual.
I agree.
Meanwhile, we'll continue reliving the best of the year with Jones and Keefe. Speaking of tiers, Let's do the best of tiers next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Tier Tuesday, Jones and Keefe. Tiers are up at Keefe21, at Jones and Keefe. Home Alone traps. They look great, Keefe. Great screenshot of...
I think it looks pretty good.
Marv getting electrocuted.
I think it looks pretty good in here. There's some good ones. Now, some of there's even more pictures on the tier maker. I honestly don't remember what some of them were from. A lot of them are just the result of whatever the trap was. So it's Marv and Harry looking a little rough. But yeah. That's like a good 20 different traps.
Looks great.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think anybody can question our tiers, per usual.
No, no.
So go seek that out at Jones and Keefe, at Keefe21 on Twitter and Instagram. When it comes to our tiers, Keefe, our best of the year.
Yeah, I was going through some of these.
I don't know where Home Alone Traps fits in.
I think it's towards the top.
I think it's pretty good, to be honest. I think we finished on a pretty good one.
So we do NFL teams often, yep. But not every week. That gets a lot of feedback, obviously, as we go through our NFL teams. We've done quarterbacks, we've done running backs, we've done wide receivers. I think it was quarterbacks for the league, then it was AFC.
Wide receiver and running back, yep.
We also did one a while ago that was Cy Young Award winners since 2000. I think you were out.
That was me and Bradford. That was you and Bradford, yeah.
So that was a pretty good one. My two favorite
that
we've done were the dog breeds, which we did just before Thanksgiving, which unfortunately got interrupted.
Very rudely interrupted by a Sonny Gray trade. My Uncle Pete still is complaining about it. He's like, when are you guys going to finish the dog tiers?
I had a buddy of mine, he sent the screenshot of the tier, and he was like, I cannot wait to go back and listen to this. And I was like, I got some bad news.
Yeah.
You can't. It's like 5 minutes. And famously Charles, who turned now a teenager, Keith. He joins Harrow as a teenager.
Congrats.
You know,
they're really mischievous, aren't they? Brag,
bro. They're so independent now.
He's an old teenager, huh?
His teeth didn't make it that far. His teeth didn't make it 13 years, but he did.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, famously on the Not a Dog tier, yep.
And then I would say the Tearing Fears.
Tearing Fears
was a really good one.
Like a very meta idea that I think worked.
We learned a lot about each other, yes. I feel like, that day.
Well, we should have done more foot stuff on there. Apparently, that's like a huge concern of yours.
Yeah.
Anything happening to your tootsies over there.
Yeah, I didn't have
concern.
That. Turf toe was number one on my list of fears. We did baseball. We've done basketball. Like, those ones, I think, are...
Yeah. You're missing what I think was one that people enjoyed very much. The cereals.
Cereals was great.
We tiered off cereals. We were at training camp. I can remember doing that.
People did get mad.
We were very one note with our cereals.
Yeah, they were pissed about, I think Pops got a bad rap.
Yeah.
They're hot about
Although I got a new cereal to introduce. We actually bought this grocery shopping this past weekend. Justin Jefferson has a cereal, Keith.
What?
He should spend less time focusing on the cereal and more time on catching passes from nine. But it's like Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Strawberry Cheerios. Jack, are you giving a thumbs up back there or is he just stretching? I thought Jackson was giving a thumbs up. Maybe that was just a stretch.
He's not listening to us. He's just doing a stretch.
So the, we bought it.
Wait a minute. Justin Jefferson has a cereal, but the cereal's just two cereals. This is what the Kelseys did.
Is that what they did?
The Kelseys were like, my favorite's Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Well, my favorite's whatever.
And they
Let's
mashed
combine
them together.
Them.
Like, okay, what? So then he ripped off their idea. But Got it. Strawberry Cheerios and Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It tastes fine.
You like it? Oh, fine.
Yeah. Big hit with Lucas in the house.
He likes that one?
So cereals is what I like. I do like when we do NFL teams.
Yes.
What else did we do? We did horror movie franchises.
Oh, you know what was another popular one, which was ice cream flavors.
Oh, that was a great one.
Ice cream flavors was really good.
Did we do that at training camp? Did we do both of these at training camp?
I don't remember when we did them.
We did them both at training camp?
Yeah, I think they both were, yeah.
Ice cream flavors and cereals. Those are pretty strong.
That got the people talking. Ice cream flavors is a really good one. That was another one that people got a little hot about. But people are very opinionated when it comes to these things.
Yeah, now people are saying you guys should have tiered your 2025 tiers.
Yeah, obviously that's a great idea. We didn't think of it.
We didn't think about it. It didn't come up until after the show started. And you know what? That would have been a good
idea. What was that, 11 o'clock it came up?
Yeah. Oh, you know what was another good one from a while ago was the Adam Sandler movies.
Oh, that was a great one.
That was fun, and we could even revisit that
training camp.
Jay Kelly, I think it was.
We did all our best stuff at training camp. Apparently,
I think it was right before or right after Happy Gilmore 2 came out.
I think it was right after.
Yeah, okay.
I'm still thinking about watching that.
That's on my think about list.
You got a vacation coming up.
It might be a top six comedy of the year.
Nice.
Find out at the Dorkies next month.
Bad Bunny.
Six comedies.
Bad Bunny made a cameo in it.
Gotta
right?
Stretch some of them.
One battle.
Yeah,
wasn't Bad Bunny in it?
Bad Bunny so
Hunter
was.
Hunter Henry not watching
No,
that.
Maybe not.
No, he's out on that.
It's very popular.
Yeah.
He's very, very popular.
Okay. People say ice cream was a great one.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah, no, I forgot about the Sandler one. That's true.
Sandler one was fun. I'm trying to think. We did like, what did we do around Halloween? Because we did candies a year ago.
We did horror movie franchises.
That's right.
Yeah,
was fun.
We also did villains at one point, but I think that was a top five.
I think we did, yeah.
That was.
Listen, save it for Friday. We have a separate top five list that we're going to rip through.
I didn't mean to jump the gun there.
Yeah.
Okay, we're also getting
We did Celtics trade assets. I'm looking through this right now. That was one that we did.
That's one I got to. That would be a low tier, it feels
so
like.
So we had all the players, but we also had like their picks and like everything else. So that was a tier that we did.
Right.
We did.
Yeah, I wouldn't have that one tiered very high.
What on. Remember Biggest Losers Who've Won or whatever?
Oh, that was a good one.
Sports Losers.
Sports Losers Who Have Won. Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a really good one.
Yeah, Tatum was on there.
Was he?
I thought
Giannis was definitely.
Maybe I just wanted to put him on there.
No, I think he did. I don't think we put him on there.
Okay. I think it started from Giannis.
Yeah, Giannis was
the
poster boy.
The whole tier changed during it because Peyton Manning really threw a wrench in the whole thing. I remember that one.
That's true.
That's a good one.
True.
Big win. Okay. Well, there you go. Those are some of our best tiers. People, the stepping on the nail is also very controversial on the text line.
It's ridiculous.
We should have done more foot stuff.
I agree.
Thank you.
You didn't do nearly enough foot stuff.
Famous last words. No, people are like, well, you know, you can get tetanus from that. It's like, you can go get a tetanus shot. What do you mean? Piece of cake.
I mean, not piece of cake. What if it goes all the way through your foot?
Still a flesh wound.
Oh, my God.
I mean, would it feel good? No, but it's still a flesh wound.
No, it would
not. That is not killing you.
Dead.
Not even frisky.
Dead.
You'd be dead.
You'd be dead immediately.
If it goes through your foot, it's more than just stepping on it.
Okay, but if it goes through your foot, what's the difference? If it goes through your foot, it's not... It's not doing anything.
On June 24th, we tiered drafts.
Oh, didn't we tier off all the championship trophies, too?
I think we might have. So we had the NFL draft.
Oh, and the individual awards.
Yep.
A draft party. and a beer.
Oh, good.
Yeah. The dong pool draft was mid. That was that didn't make it on there. That one was pretty good.
Lawn games. We tiered lawn games.
Oh, you know what? I think I was out that day.
That wasn't a week.
Yeah. Oh, that was me and...
I don't even think you were there for that.
I was not there. No, Jones was.
Oh, wait. Yeah,
was
maybe
it Bego and Lions?
No, maybe I'm confusing.
Is Bego texting us?
There was a lawn games there was like a... playground.
Yeah, Mego and Lions did playground games because it was right when Gronk opened up his
got
run
it.
Over on
there
Star.
There you go. There you go. So there you go. Some overlap there.
We did NFL head coaches. That was another one that we did.
Yeah, Vrabel had his own tier, didn't he? Do you have that in front of you?
I think, I scrolled past it. Where was it?
Never said he was soft. I think he's as hard as they come.
Third on the... We can move him up, actually.
Yeah, you may have
keep
to.
The same name, yeah, but
little,
move him up.
Little disrespectful in
move
retrospect
the tier up.
To Mike Vrabel.
Andy Reid might have to come down.
Some great tiers, of course, this year.
Some of the best.
Those were some of the best, as it were. We'll get to your
Patriots
phone calls.
Positional groups.
Ooh, that was a fun one.
We're tearing off guests.
Yeah.
Aren't we doing that?
Not tearing off.
We're going to talk about our best and worst
our
guests.
Our best and worst guests of the year. Where does Tommy Curran fit into that on a Tommy Tuesday? He joins us next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.